Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2006. Soldiers abuse a handicapped child at a military checkpoint near Jenin. Resident arrested from Tulkarm. Army arrest four Nablus residents, among them a blind man. 36 residents killed and 300 arrested in the month of April. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops attacked a handicapped child at a military checkpoint near the West Bank city of Jenin on Tuesday. Mohammed Kararia, 12, a mute child from Al-Fonduk village near the city, was beaten up by soldiers whilst returning home from the school where he learned sign language, local sources reported. The people at the checkpoint tried to tell soldiers that Mohammed was unable to hear and that he is a minor so does not have an ID card, but the soldiers did not listen and attacked him regardless, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli army arrested Shadi Fawaza, 32, after invading the eastern area of the West Bank city of Tulkarm Tuesday morning. Armoured vehicles and jeeps stormed the area. Soldiers searched several homes before arresting Fawaza and taking him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Fawaza is a police officer in the Palestinian Authority police force. Soldiers are still in the city with jeeps, blocking several main roads leading in and out of the city. Residents are being searched and delayed, the sources added. The Israeli army invaded Balata refugee camp in the West Bank city of Nablus and arrested four residents, among them a blind man, on Tuesday at dawn. Army jeeps and soldiers stormed the residents' homes and used sound bombs and live rounds during the search. They arrested Dia Hinawi, 24, Ahmed Al-Asma, 22, Mohammed Al-Asma, who's a blind man, and Hamza Mashaka, 24, local sources reported. A report based on data collected from Palestinian humanitarian centres and press agencies revealed that Israeli soldiers shot and killed 36 Palestinians, including three children, in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip during the month of April. At least 300 residents were arrested across several areas of the West Bank. Algiers Centre for Journalism reported that most of the residents killed were either wanteds who were assassinated or were civilians killed during assassination attacks and shelling. 10 of those killed were from the West Bank, while 26 residents were killed in the Gaza Strip during airstrikes and shelling, especially in the northern areas. The month of April has been the bloodiest month since Israel carried out its unilateral withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in August 2005. In April, the Israeli soldiers arrested 320 Palestinian residents. Most of the arrestees are members of resistance factions. The arrests were mainly carried out during invasions of the cities of Hebron and Nablus. Women and children were also among the arrested. During the invasions, dozens of residents, including children, were injured. Soldiers have also caused serious environmental damage. They uprooted dozens of trees, annexed and bulldozed hundreds of dunams of Palestinian farmlands for the construction of the wall and settlement expansion. Most of the main Palestinian areas were closed off, with residents unable to leave their areas as a result of the strict procedures practiced by the soldiers at the checkpoints. Khaled Sanona, 33, and Tama al-Masharari, 26, were killed in an explosion in the Palestinian National Security Forces headquarters in Jabalia town, north of the Gaza Strip, on Tuesday afternoon. Another two men were injured and taken to a nearby hospital. There are still more officers under the rubble. The building has totally collapsed, and some residents say that this was due to a landmine that exploded in the building, while other residents from the area say the building was hit by an Israeli shell due to the continued bombardment since the morning. Israeli troops stationed around the village of Kofa Kadom, east of the West Bank city of Qalqilya, prevented farmers from accessing their lands on Tuesday. Soldiers attacked the farmers and evicted them from their land as they attempted to harvest their crops. The fields are only a few metres from their homes, and the army claimed the farmers did not have the necessary passes to be allowed onto their own land. Most of the fields are planted with hay and wheat, and it is harvest time for these crops, and some areas are planted with olive trees which need tending, local sources reported. Israeli soldiers invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday at dawn and arrested three residents, Mohammed Shahada, 18, Riyad Sawara, 30, and Ahmed Maslama, 20, were arrested when troops invaded the city from several directions and closed it when they started a search campaign of residents' homes, local sources reported. The three were then taken to an unknown destination. In a pre-dawn invasion to the city, the Israeli army arrested three residents from the West Bank city of Qalqilya. Army vehicles and soldiers stormed the city and the nearby village of Azun, broke into several homes and searched them before arresting Ibrahim Awada, 19, Shaddad Adwan, 19, and his brother Shaha, 30, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli troops stormed a medical centre in Beit Sahur near the West Bank city of Bethlehem Tuesday at dawn. Soldiers forced entry to the Greek Catholic Medical Centre and detained the night guard, then started to smash down doors and search the clinic. Dr. Rauf Azza, the director of the centre, stated that the clinic was attacked by the soldiers who destroyed doors and urinated in the surgery room. Also, the night guard was attacked by the soldiers. The doctor told IMEMC that the soldiers entered an apartment in the building that belonged to a local resident. They destroyed the front door and broke some glass in the apartment. The reason behind this attack remains unknown, since the centre belongs to the Union of Health Work Committees, UHWC, a non-governmental organisation established in 1985 by a group of volunteers who were working at a Palestinian healthcare and community service providers. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.